to go when through. I ain't telling anything, and I'ma make sure I'ma do right by you. All that need tell me anything, and I'ma always come around and come and fight for you. I'm the king, so for it's going down tonight. They cannot tell me anything, nothing about you. They are looking from the outside.
They are looking from the outside. They can't tell me nothing about you. Hey, everybody, this is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. How is everybody doing today? I know I've been gone for a little bit, but I'm here right now, and we're going to get into it. All right, ran into one story. This is a guy, a pre-med student. This happened in the state of Florida. A pre-med student, I think he was like only 22 years old, Manny Espinoza, something like that. I'm gonna read the details to you just in a second. But he killed his own mother. I can't even fathom, even get a slightest inclination of killing my own mama. I can never think about that. I love my mama dearly. You know what I'm saying? I'm not too cool with my step-pops, but guess what? I still love him. I don't want nothing bad to happen to my stepdad, even though we don't agree. You see what I'm saying? At the end of the day, he was my guardian when I was a young kid. When he was there to show me things like drive a truck, see what I'm saying? Stick shift. I could drive damn near anything because of my stepdad, and then I get my work ethics from him too because I get up every morning. I'm a grown ass man, and till this day I still get up early in the morning, 4 a.m. Even if I don't even have a job, I still get up 4 a.m. and go get some. I get occupied, still go get a check somehow, some way. Get my work ethics from him, so I can't, even though we disagree a whole lot. There's things that he do that I don't agree with. You see what I'm saying? He's more like a politician, law-abiding citizen. Me, I'm more of a rebel. See what I'm saying? I'm more of a rebel. When shit hit the fan, I'm liable to do some gangster shit. See what I'm saying? But I'm a part-time gangster. I am not a full-time gangster. You could say I'm a law-abiding citizen myself. You know what I'm saying? Me and my sister are, she's different. She's a med student. You know what I'm saying? I'm more like a, I'm probably into law. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still see myself going right back to college and try to go to law school. I can see myself doing that, you know? There's a lot of things that I'm doing now that I probably need to quit in order for me to just go on to pre-law. But, you know, I might do it, I might not do it. I might be doing this right here because sometimes I get the effects, it happens. I jump on the TikTok, I'll say a comment that's probably 18 or 12 seconds long, and everybody jumps onto it. So, you know, I just need to get serious with my podcasting. But I don't even like call it podcast. I don't even like calling it podcast. I like calling this bitch, I like calling this just me taking a take on things. But we're going to talk about this guy that killed his own mama. All right, there was a doorbell ring camera that caught him in the act with a knife behind his back. All right, the headlines read, genius pre-med student seen on ring video holding a knife seconds before allegedly stabbing his mother to death. Chilling new details were revealed about a heinous crime that authorities are calling one of the most bizarre. The most bizarre that they ever seen after a Florida pre-med student allegedly stabbed his own mother to death because she irritated him. During a press conference on Monday, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd played a 911 audio clip of Emmanuel Manny Espinoza, 21 years old, allegedly confessing to stabbing his mother, Elvia Espinoza. She's only 46 years old, to death inside her home on Saturday afternoon, last Saturday. Saturday that just passed last week. Manny Espinoza reportedly told his mother that he was going to be in Frostproof visiting his grandfather that weekend. Frostproof is a place over there in Polk County, over there in Florida, that weekend, last weekend. So he would visit her. Sheriff Grady Judd, the Polk County Sheriff Judd, said that she invited him to stay at her house and he agreed. All right, so the sheriff said that Manny arrived around 2 p.m. at his mother's home and shared the Ring camera footage from her door. All right, the sheriff also showed the Ring camera. He played the audio in the Ring camera when he came to his front mother's doorstep, showing him holding a knife behind his back seconds before the attack happened. He was also listening to the song No Church in a While as he approached the front door. His beautiful mother, who was so excited to see her son open the door, the second she opened the door, he charged in and started stabbing her. This is crazy. Police did not release the audio capture from inside the home, but said Elvia, Manny's mother, could be heard screaming, "Manny, Manny, Manny," as he attacked her, while he never uttered a sound. He made the statement that he knew where to stab her for maximum effect because of his biology classes, the sheriff stated in that press conference. The sheriff Judd went on to say that Manny was described as being a genius, remarkably brilliant. Sheriff Judd also said he stabbed his mother in an excess of 70 times. As she tried to get off the ground, he stabbed her some more. He said he noticed her hands were still moving, so he stabbed her again. And then he told the detectives in his confession that he had cut his hand on the knife while stabbing his mother. And as he is standing at the kitchen sink, washing himself off and the knife, he wanted to ask his mother for some Neosporin for the cut on his hand, but he noticed that she was dead, the sheriff stated. Sheriff Judd said Manny immediately called 911 and he played the audio for the press. The sheriff played the 911 clip for the press to listen to. In that audio, Manny can be heard admitting to the murder. "I want you to understand she really was the perfect mom. I want you to understand she was very proud of his accomplishments, all right? And then I want you to understand that he viciously murdered and confessed to it," the Sheriff Judd expressed. Sheriff Judd said investigators then asked Manny if he loved his mom and if there had been any type of issues between them. "We said, 'Do you love her?' And he said, 'Oh yeah, I love her.' We asked, 'Do you all get along?' And he said, 'Yeah.' And 8 out of 10, we get along. But I've wanted to kill her for years and I made up my mind. When I drove from Gainesville today is the day." This is on the transcript on what this dude said. All right. So, you know, the sheriff is just playing everything and showing the press everything. Yeah. I've been knew about this story a couple of days, like since Monday. I was supposed to get down on the podcast and talk about this right here. Like, I can't, like I said in the beginning, I can't even fathom the thought. I can't even come up with an idea to even hurt my moms. Fuck no. You know what I'm saying? Love my moms. I love my family. You see what I'm saying? Even my friends, people that I'm real in, I got a very small circle. I got love for them. I don't even want to see them to do good and stuff like that. You know? It's crazy, man, what type of world that we live in. Like, this shit right here, I don't even know what's the ulterior motives. And then this is like most of the story that I got. Let me see what else is here. The sheriff noted that Manny has no history of drug or alcohol abuse or mental health issues. He said Manny has no criminal history at all. Sheriff Judd also said Manny was the youngest of the three and was the frost proof class of 2020 valedictorian. He said he was described as a genius. All right. As I said again, frost proof is some place over there in Polk County. He was quoted as high school graduation. He was quoted at his high school graduation saying high school was just one of the chapters out of the many we will have throughout our lives. We still have so much to accomplish in the future that will define what kind of legacy the class of 2020 will leave behind. All right, what else? Sheriff Judd added that the detectives have searched his room at the University of Florida and did not find anything that would indicate he was planning to murder his mother. What else? It is one of the most bizarre murders that we have dealt with in a very long time, said the sheriff. And when you see that he left a family behind that loved him, a mom that just worshiped her children, and at this very moment, she should have been in Ben Hill Griffin Elementary creating a future and educating our second graders. This is incomprehensible of what happened today. Manny Espinoza was booked into the Polk County Jail and was charged with the first degree murder. All right, hold on. Is there more? Hold on. Yeah, these are comments. Yeah, this is crazy though. Yeah, I don't know, bro. Like, it got to be more to this. There got to be like way more to this story. It got to be some more information. I don't know. I'm going to have to, like, freaking update this right here because I'm going to follow this one right here to see what the hell really is going on, because there got to be more to this. Like, he just up and said he's going to kill his mother. It did say that he been wanted to kill his moms for over the years. But why? Why he wanted to kill his moms? And then, got some information that it says that his mother irritated him. I don't know. That's like, I feel like it's more to the story, or it gotta be something else. It gotta be something deeper than this. I don't even know how to like begin like a investigation of my own onto this type of thing right here. Even if I pull down the court documents, what is really gonna say? Because, you know, these articles, the people that wrote these articles, they pull down the court documents themselves too. But I'm gonna have to follow this story to see if there was something more deeper, deep rooted, that compelled this guy to kill his own mother. You know, it gotta be something else. It gotta be more to the story. I feel like there's more to the story, cause why would you kill your moms? You know, the person that brought life to you, you know, she puts you on her, and then obviously she raised him right, because look, he went to college and he is being recognized as a genius. That's what this article says about him. He's a freaking genius. He was a pre-med student. So he was like ultimately on the right path of doing some great things with himself. So why? That's the biggest question. What was the ulterior motive of this guy killing his own moms? Like, it has to be something way deeper than that. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving to see what else is going on in this world. The ex-president Trump, Donald Trump, he went to Atlanta to have a luncheon with like some business people and things like that. He even had like he went to the Chick-fil-A to meet some people and bought some lunch for the people, which is sound good. And you could tell it's some strategic thing that he's doing for his campaign for the presidential election at the same damn time. And Chick-fil-A, I like Chick-fil-A. I like their salads the most. I don't really be buying burgers from Chick-fil-A. Like, I only get their vanilla shake, and I eat their salads mostly. Sometimes I eat their breakfast. Sometimes I don't be eating fast food like that. Like, fast food is like crazy. It's gonna mess up your body and stuff. And like, you know, everybody's already subconscious on how they look. So why make it worse for yourself? I feel like you need to be conscious in what you put in your body. Like, I would eat the salad because the salad is not that bad, you know. The grilled chicken is not that bad. It's not the best, but it's not that bad. You see what I'm saying? It's better than eating sloppy foods like cheeseburgers and freaking the Chinese food, all of that grease and that meat, you know. That meat is going to make you big, and it's going to make you look sloppy, because you are what you eat, and you're gonna look sloppy and stuff like that. But if you be conscious on what you put inside of your body, you're gonna look good. Your skin is gonna look good. You're gonna look nice. Who doesn't want to look nice? You see what I'm saying? So it's best to be conscious on what you put inside of your body. You know, I mess with Chick-fil-A, you know. But, like, I'm not praising them or anything like that. I noticed that the owner, the big exec CEO, he's Christian. And they even donated to the anti-LGBTQ committee people and stuff like that. I'm not saying anything wrong about LGBTQ, because I respect everybody. I love everybody. I don't got nothing against the LGBTQ community, because it's that whatever that defines you and whoever that you are, that's who you are. You see what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you're a person. You're a human being, just like me. So, human rights, I'm all for it, you know? So, but those are the reports that I got for Donald Trump. But I'm going to keep it moving. Let me see what else is going on over here in these goddamn internet streets. This is your man Benz Pharrell with Thinking Out Loud. We're going to try to make this podcast a little bit longer. I used to do, when I first started this, I used to do about 10 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Then I graduated to 20 minutes. Then I hit 30 minutes. Now I've been doing about 40, 50 minutes. I done did an hour already, you know. I'm trying to do this like everyday type shit. I'm trying to do it every day. I can do it every day, but I'd rather have like a co-host, which I can have a co-host. Matter of fact, I'm going to get this one done today, and I'm going to try to set up like a co-host thing, you know. But it's going to be a little bit, it's going to be more authentic than anything. Like, it's not going to sound like it's produced. It's going to sound like a real conversation, a real conversation that you would have. Who's ever listening to me out there? So I'm going to try to get this stuff, because I got a whole bunch of equipment. I got cameras too, but sometimes people don't have time to be freaking. They got to go to work. So all they could do is just listen to the audio. They could go to their Apple podcast, or they could go to their freaking Spotify, or they iHeartRadio, whatever podcast where you listen to your podcast, you know, they could listen to it and things. But I'm trying to get my visual arts together, because I'm working it on TikTok. And then eventually I'm going to have to deal with the YouTube. Eventually I have to deal with it. But I'm supposed to be dealing with the doggone YouTube like now. I can't be procrastinating on that YouTube stuff at all. I need to like really jump on that YouTube and start visual arts, because the audio is not enough. I know people do listen to the podcast, but it's really not enough. It's just a small, you know, piece to the puzzle, you know. But I enjoy doing the audio podcast and stuff, because, you know, I know for a fact that there's people that got 9-to-5 jobs and all they could do is just listen to the podcast. You know what I'm saying? They can't sit there and watch it. You know, everybody got headphones nowadays. You know, so I know for sure the audio worked, but it's just a small piece. I still got the TikTok, but that's another piece. The piece that I really need is the YouTube, you know, but I got to get to it, you know. And then at the same time, the only reason I ain't really jump on it is because I rather just have a co-host, you know. I had co-hosts. I still got them. It's just they kind of young, and I need them to be like business men and business women and stuff, because I'm nobody's daddy, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a guy that had an idea, and I'm trying to keep everybody occupied and keep everybody occupied. And then I want people to have that opportunity to tell their own story. I want everybody to have that chance to tell their own story, because that story could potentially save somebody else out there that's going through the same identical situation that whoever's telling the story. It could be me or anybody else, you know. I don't want to be the only person jumping on the microphone doing a goddamn podcast. I feel like, you know, I got to have co-hosts. And, of course, I want to interview different people. I already have done that in the past, but I'm going to keep on going, all right? But anyway, we're going to keep it moving with some more debauchery news. Let's get it. All right, I ran into another one. This is a bizarre story. It's about some influencer, some astrology influencer. She's being accused of a murder-suicide, leaves kids on the California freeway in a eclipse fear. All right, this is like all over the goddamn social media news feed. The death of an infant and the injury of a young girl, both found on the 405 freeway earlier this week, was tied to a murder-suicide investigation involving the children's mother. Her name is Danielle Johnson. The horrific event that spanned three neighborhoods in the Los Angeles County resulted in the death of three people, including Johnson's partner, her 8-month-old child, and herself. All right? The horrific events that span three different neighborhoods in the Los Angeles County, resulted in the death of three different people, including Johnson's partner, her 8-month-old child, and herself. In the days leading up to the murders, Ms. Johnson took to social media, where she posted a slew of misinformation, anti-Semitic, and conspiratorial rhetorics. Conspiracy rhetorics under the handle X, formerly known as Twitter. Her handle name is at Ayoka Johnson, identified as mystic and astrologer. She retweeted posts about unproven theories regarding the origins of COVID-19, a video about Jews promoting pedophilia in the entertainment industry, and apocalyptic speech concerning the recent solar eclipse, to her over 100,000 social media followers. Among her troubling messages, she warned her followers about the upcoming eclipse, telling them to choose a side and predicting something significant would occur. Investigators are examining her social media posts to understand what led to her violent actions. On Monday morning, just hours before the recent total solar eclipse, Ms. Johnson fatally stabbed her boyfriend, 29-year-old Jalen Allen Shaney, inside their Woodland Hills apartment. She then took her two daughters and forcibly pushed them out of a moving vehicle on the 405 freeway in Westchester. Tragically, her 8-month-old daughter, fathered by Shaney, died from the impact, while her 9-year-old daughter sustained serious injuries. As the 9-year-old fell into the middle of the freeway, she injured herself and dropped the infant. This was told by the Los Angeles Police Department Lieutenant Guy Golan. And then, in a race to get out of the freeway and not get hit by the traffic, the 9-year-old managed to get to the shoulder successfully. But the infant was struck by the traffic. This is horrific. And so the infant succumbed to her injuries in the middle of the freeway. Damn. Following these events, Ms. Johnson ended her life by deliberately crashing her vehicle at a high speed into a tree in the Redondo Beach. All right. So she drove her vehicle in a high rate of speed. She probably was going like 80 miles per hour and smashed it. She did it on purpose and smashed it onto a tree in a place called Redondo Beach. Concerns have also been raised about Ms. Johnson's mental state, with her acquaintances and people that hang out with her describing her recent behavior as deeply disturbed rather than attention seeking. Additionally, Johnson was known as a recording artist and operated an Etsy store under the handle A Rich Girl Magic, where she offered audio recordings for healing and astrological readings. Astrological readings. All right, she's into astrology. My fault, people, if I'm like talking a little slow and stuff like that. But I'm just chilling right here, trying to get this story in and get all of the information, because this is a super weird story. Inside Johnson's apartment, Danielle Johnson's apartment, investigators found numerous tarot card decks, candles, religious figurines, feathers, and altars, further highlighting her deep involvement in mysticism and spiritual practices. That's why I like, she's into something. Currently, Johnson's surviving daughter, age 9, is under the care of the Department of Children and Family Services. All right. Her father, residing out of state, may potentially take custody, although specific remains unclear. All right, so this shit is fucking crazy right here. So a woman, she's some sort of astrology influencer, accused of murder, suicide, leave kids on the California freeway, and the fear of the eclipse that just happened this past Monday. The death of the infant and the injury of the young girl, both found on the 405 freeway earlier this week, was tied to a murder-suicide investigation involving the children's mother, Danielle Johnson. All right, I had to read this shit about 2 times and stuff like that. I read it earlier. I don't know why I was stuttering and acting super slow and shit like that, but the horrific event that spanned 3 neighborhoods in the L.A. County resulted in the death of 3 people, including Ms. Johnson, her partner, and her 8-month-year-old infant. In the days leading up to the murder, Ms. Johnson, Danielle Johnson, took to social media, where she posted a slew of misinformation, anti-Semitic, and conspiratorial rhetorics under the handle X name at Ayoka Johnson, identified as a mystic and an astrologer. She retweeted posts about unproven theories regarding the origins of COVID-19, a video about Jews promoting pedophilia in the entertainment industry, and apocalyptic speech concerning that recent solar eclipse. The recent solar eclipse, you know. She was making a narrative like there was something, some apocalypse was about to happen because of this solar eclipse that we recently experienced this past Monday. She got like 100,000 social media followers. Among the troubling messages, she warned her followers about the upcoming eclipse, telling them to choose a side and predicting something significant would occur. Investigators are examining her whole social media posts to understand what led to her violent actions. Yeah, that shit is crazy. On Monday morning, just hours before the recent total solar eclipse, Johnson fatally stabbed her boyfriend, 29-year-old Jalen Allen Shaney, inside their Woodland Hills apartment. She then took her 2 daughters and forcibly pushed them out of her moving car on the 405 freeway in Westchester. Tragically, her 8-month-year-old daughter didn't make it. the biological father is the guy that she stabbed, 29-year-old Jalen Allen Shaney. The little infant died from the impact, and the 9-year-old daughter sustained serious injuries when she got pushed out because she was holding the infant, the 9-year-old daughter. As the 9-year-old fell into the middle of the freeway, she injured herself and dropped the infant. And then in a race to get out of the freeway and not get hit by the traffic, the 9-year-old managed to get to the shoulder successfully, but the infant was struck by the traffic and succumbed to her injuries by getting hit by traffic. Following these events, Miss Danielle Johnson ended her life by deliberately crashing her vehicle at the high speed into a tree in Redondo Beach. All right. So there was concerns about her mental illness, her mental state, with her acquaintances, people that know her, describing her recent behavior as deeply, disturbed rather than attention seeking. Additionally, Danielle Johnson was known as a recording artist and operated an itsy store under the handle A Rich Girl Magic, where she offered audio recordings for healing and astrology readings. Inside Johnson's apartment, investigators found numerous tarot cards and tarot card decks, candles, religious figurines, feathers, and altars, further highlighting her deep involvement in mysticism and spiritual practices. Currently, Johnson's surviving daughter, age 9, is under the care of the Department of Children and Family Services. Her father, residing out of state, may potentially take custody, although specific remains unclear. So she stabbed. Hold up. It says 3 people died. Okay. Including Johnson's partner, her 8. So who she stabbed? Wait, I gotta see who she stabbed. She stabbed her boyfriend. Fatally stabbed her boyfriend, Jalen Allen Shaney. Her 8-month-old daughter, fathered by Shaney, died from the impact. So Shaney is not the father. Her father residing out of state. Okay. So she stabbed her boyfriend. So the boyfriend is not the father of that infant, the 8-month-old infant. So the doggone father was in another state. She stabbed her boyfriend. She pushed her kids out of a moving vehicle in the freeway. And then the infant ultimately got killed. And then she deliberately, purposely killed herself by crashing into a tree in a high rate of speed. This is wild. Oh no, man. This right here. This is disturbing. And the first one that I gave you about the dude that killed his mother, that was disturbing. I don't even know why these things are happening. This is weird. All of this is inexplicable. Like, this is freaking weird as fuck. Like, got me thinking. Like, what the fuck? And then on top of it, I'm feeling a little like, how you call it? I'm feeling like not myself like today. I'm kind of like slow. Then I'm thinking in a daze. Usually I'm real quick with this podcasting once I do these little segments and things. I don't know, man. This is a little spooky. It's weird. I don't know. I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, this lady she was into like mystique, astrology, damn near tarot cards, witchcrafting. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm just thinking, like, unrealistic right now. Like, did she, like, freaking summon some type of demon from the mystic world or some shit like that? And then it drove her crazy? Just thinking into the deep end right here, because this shit sounds crazy. You know? I can't even come up with a thought what made this lady freaking did what she did. But, you know, she have associates that says that they were concerned about her mental health. And then on top of it, there's another story that happened in Florida, that happened in Polk County, where a young gentleman, he was in pre-med, he was in school, looks like he was doing the right thing. He was in the right path of moving into a sustainable, realistic life of being in the medical field. And then he just, out of nowhere, stabbed the hell out of his mother and killed his mother. That's another inexplicable story right there. I don't get it. That's why I'm like, damn. And then when I seen this lady, this astrologer, influencer, did what she did, I couldn't believe that story. That's why I'm like, both of this is weird. I'm like, fuck this shit. I want to move on to a little bit story that makes sense to me and shit. Because this, none of this doesn't make any type of sense. And then I posted this on TikTok on top of it. Left a little bit of commentary on that again. But I basically just said the same thing. I don't know what compelled this woman to do to push her kids out of a moving vehicle while she's on the freeway. I don't know what compelled her to did that. Like, that's insane to me. It's almost a little bit ironic that I did these two stories today. I don't know if this story means something real deep. Damn. So it's a very horrible story. I don't know. And then I'm trying to think to myself, like, what really made this woman do what she did? Like, because it looked like she was into some sort of witchcrafting or something like that. She's into astrology, and she got candles. I don't know if she be saying prayers. I don't know if she's into some, do she have some type of book, some scriptures that she be reading, and she practice some type of, some spiritual voodoo type thing that she's into, and she summoned some type of spirit that caused this. I mean, it sounds like I'm really reaching here, but I'm trying to make sense out of this. Like, what made her do what she did? And that's crazy. I feel bad for the infant that got killed. That's crazy. And then she killed herself. But to make sense of it, she probably killed herself knowing that she pushed her kids out of the moving vehicle, and she knew that the consequences was going to be very dire, or she know that she was going to, so she probably said, fuck it, I'm about to kill myself because I know I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. Like, now I'm thinking sensible, like, because I was going far out, like far-fetched to where, okay, did she practice some type of witchcraft and she summoned a demon? Or let's keep it realistic, did she realize, oh, she just pushed her baby out and they probably dead, and she just came to her conclusion where she like, fuck it, I'm gonna freaking kill myself, so I'm gonna hit 90 and smash myself into this freaking tree, because she don't want to go through the consequences. She don't want to go through the court system where she's going to be sentenced to 3 consecutive life terms and shit like that. She probably don't want to go through that and stuff like that. Well, I'm trying to make sense of that. I still can't make sense of the first story that I just told you about the guy killing and stabbing his mother. That right there, can't make sense of it right there. Let me see if I have, if I could jump onto another story real quick. Let me see. I'm probably just gonna make some brighter news. I'm a sneaker collector. I'm an advocate for sneakers. Like, I love some sneakers and shit like that. One of my favorite sneakers are the Vapor Max. The Vapor Max Plus is by Nike. It looks like the Air Max with the little cage. It got the little cage and the soft freaking, I can't even describe how the sneaker looks like in a detail of words, but it's the Vapor Max Plus. It looks like the Air Max, but that's the name of it, the Vapor Max Plus. It has a unique look to it. It's a $200 sneaker. It averages like $200 to $220. I think the women sneakers, and then in children, I think it goes down to $180. I think the women, like the women version of the Vapor Max Plus is $220, but I think sometimes they go down to $180 because I spend $220 because I wear size 14, so. I think the smaller the sneaker, the lower it is. And then I'm trying to make this segment a little bit brighter because I started off with two horrible stories. That's tragic. It's very tragic. And like I said, it's very incomprehensible, inexplicable type of stories. Can't really make too much sense of it. So I'm just trying to make this a little bit brighter. Like the Vapor Max Plus. All right. That's one of my favorites. I like Jordans, but not that much. Like, I like the Jordan number twos. I like the Adidas. I like the Yeezys. I like, some of the, what's that man's name again? The KDs, Kevin Durant's, like the last sneaker that he came out with, the Kevin Durant's, those are good. And the ones that there's a model that he came out with last year. I don't even remember which number is the Kevin Durant's. Matter of fact, let me type it up real quick. Cause I'm trying to make some like high spirited piece of this segment because I don't want to keep talking because I ran into another story where a 16-year-old girl was bullied at a high school over there in California, and I think she got into like a fight in the bathroom and her head was pounded so much that she had like a bad headache, and then several days later she freaking succumbed to her headache and stuff, so she passed away, and then she got an angry mother. Alright, so I don't even want to talk about that, but I already gave you the information. So, the KD, let me see which one is it, because I don't want to give you the wrong brand of KDs. The KDs are collection of sneakers, not all of them. I like the one he just recently came out with, the KD 16s, and what's the other KD? And the KD 15s, I presume. The KD 15s. The Ja Morant's is straight. I don't see too many people wearing those. I'm making sure I tell you the right KDs. All right, let me just type this one. Yeah, the KD 15s. I like the KD 15s. And the KD 16s, they straight, they good. And then what else sneaker? Because I'm a sneakerhead, for real. I like the Paul George sneaker. The last one he came out with, the Paul George sneakers is straight. Air Forces, I've been wearing Air Forces all of my life. So I'm sick and tired of wearing Air Forces. I still rock them. I'll rock a pair of Air Forces. They got a design where it's the low-cut Air Forces, the low-cut, not the high-top. The low-cut, not the high-top with the straps, low-cut. Low-cut, all-white with the purple Nike check, or the all-white low-cut with the orange Nike check, or the low-cut all-white with the green Nike check. They came out with those, and everybody is on that. Everybody and their mama is on that shit right there. And Adidas got some new sneakers that look tight. They flying on front. I don't know the name of these new Adidas. And then New Balances. I don't know what's up with New Balance, but New Balances, they been showing their ass lately. New Balances, I think it's like, it's getting up there. Like, Nike is the most biggest brand of sneakers. You just keep it real. Nike is like the biggest brand selling sneakers out here. But I'm trying to let you know the doggone New Balances, the New Balances that's out now, they taking over because everybody's rocking them. I've been on New Balances. I've been rocking New Balances. Like I said, I'm a sneakerhead. I got a whole bunch of sneakers. I'm a bona fide sneakerhead. I collect sneakers. They're sneakers that I bought years ago. I ain't never even wore them. They never touched my feet. They still in the box, and I bought them years ago. That's how much I'm trying to tell you. But the New Balances, they like the biggest thing, I'm trying to tell you. All the kids are loving it. All the kids. And I'm going to give you the names. See, I'm telling you, New Balance is, it's like the biggest thing, bro. I'm looking at the page right now. Let me show you. Oh, snap. Hold on. Let me give you the brand. Let me put the New Balances on there. I wear Jordans too, but I'm not too big on Jordans like that. I rock them. Like, I got the 1s, the 2s, the 11s, the 13s. All right, let me show you. The New Balance 9060, New Balance 9060. That's where everybody, the females love it. I see them all rocking it. Of course, everybody know about the New Balance 574 Core. Everybody know about them shits. I see people rocking the New Balance 2002R. I see people rocking that. The New Balance 1906. The 327s. I don't care about those. The New Balance 530. Yes, I know that's selling. The 9060, that's the biggest one. That's what everybody dick riding on. The 9060. And 574, the rugged ones, and the 574 Core. Everybody, the 570s, they've been in style for probably like 30, 40 years. 574, everybody know that. Like, the New Balance is taking over. You know, like, some people don't believe me. I be trying to tell my homies, I'm like, everybody on New Balance dick right now. You know, it's the hottest sneaker. And then the girls got their own collection and stuff. They got like the 574 stack. I've seen women's wear that right there. I see a lot of women wear that. And then I see a lot of women wear the Yeezys. I forgot the name of them Yeezys. Doggone. It's the $300 sneaker. the $200 sneaker because they're not that expensive. The Yeezy 350, yeah. Everybody and their mama rock the 350. I don't have the 350. I don't really like them. I mean, I probably would rock it, but I don't care for them. So I don't give a damn about them 350s. I got the 750s and the 500s and the foam runners and what else? The slides. And I forgot the name of the other ones. I probably got to look them up. Let me see. I don't do this often on the damn podcast, but I was like, let me do some more so people could be like, oh shit, he's talking about everything. All right, let me give you all those little freaking sneakers. I don't have no 350s. I do got Yeezy slides. I do got foam runners. And it's best to go to StockX to order your shoes. Don't go to no freaking mall and buy your Yeezys out of them freaking retail stores and shit. It don't make no sense for you to do that. Just order them online. Make sure you get your right size. What's the fucking name? Oh, yeah. Yeezy 700. I guess that's the name of it, right? Yeah, Yeezy 700. I got those. I got the 700 Boost. Definitely got the 500s. I wanted the 450s, but I don't know if I could rock that shit, so I ain't never bothered it and stuff like that. I might go on and get it anyway, but I ain't trying to buy no goddamn sneakers right now. I'm trying to invest into property and things like that, real estate. So, but I got plenty of shit, so I ain't got to worry about none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about working and working hard and staying occupied. Like I tell y'all most of my podcasts, I be telling you people, you got to freaking stay occupied and work towards something. Ain't nothing wrong with education. Or educating yourself and learning and stuff like that. See what I'm saying? And then what else? I was going to talk about something else. I was probably going to talk about sports, but I ain't been really keeping up with the sports. I've been watching a couple of games here and there. Like yesterday, I was watching Denver and Minnesota Timberwolves. Denver beat them, but it was a tight game. Anthony Edwards was really playing hard. Rudy Gobert did a little things here. Carl Anthony Towns, I forgot how you say his name. Carl Anthony Towns, I don't know if he was really playing. I think he was playing, but I ain't see too much of him playing. And then in the Denver Nuggets, you got goddamn freaking Nikola Jokic and that white boy. I forgot the white boy name, the little young white boy that be dunking and shit. I forgot his fucking name. I don't even want to look for him right now. Hold on. Let me freaking look for him because I don't want to fuck this up. Nikola Jokic is something different. Nikola Jokic is something different, I promise. Nikola Jokic is something different, brother. This guy is totally different. All right, Christian Braun. Yeah, Christian Braun, he's phenomenal. Michael Porter Jr. is freaking crazy as fuck. Jamal Murray, like, that's a motherfucking squad, bro. You can't play with these people. Hell nah. Like, mm-mm. And they got Reggie Jackson. He's straight. See what I'm saying? So, nah, bro. This is a squad right here. Anyway, they beat goddamn Minnesota. I like Anthony Edwards. That's my boy. My favorite basketball player in the NBA currently is Donovan Mitchell because his playing style is identical to mine's. The only difference between mine's is I got a week left. But like I said time and time again, I'm going to go left anyway because my left is the weakest. But guess what? I'm finna go left all day knowing that my left is weak. Because why I'm going to go right when I know I'm strong at the right? So I'm going to just keep going left. I'm only going to use the right when I have to come up with another different game plan to fucking beat you and shit. That's all that is. You see what I'm saying? But Donovan Mitchell playing style is that's what I'm used to. And then Luka Doncic, I like his playing technique. You know, this guy is phenomenal and shit like that. You see what I'm saying? Goddamn. I ain't been keeping up with the stats. Right now, who's playing right now is Sacramento and freaking New Orleans, the Pelicans, Zion Williamson and company, and Fox and company. I'm over here chilling with this microphone. Trying to come up with some more news. There's plenty of news. It's just I keep running into freaking tragic news, and I don't want to keep talking about no tragic-ass news and stuff like that. I had to switch up the whole conversation. I had to be like, man, let me jump on the sneakers and things like that. I would jump on J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and Drake Future, that fiasco right there. But really, I don't know. Kendrick Lamar, he's, like I said before, he's a good artist, especially that he's coming from the West Coast, which makes it, you know, like, dope. It's super dope. And he's a conscious rapper, too, on top of it. And he's from the West Coast. And the Pimp the Butterfly album, yeah, it was a good album. It was dope as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn. Drake, he's, like, a very crafty musician and a producer. Musician slash producer, and you know, he comes out with the hits and stuff like that. But I'm not a big Drake fan like that. I'm not like crazy over Drake, you know. Like, I applaud and salute the things that he's done in hip hop. I applaud that stuff like that. But I'm not like no big Drake fan like that and shit like that. Like, hip hop, if you ask me, currently, who I really like in hip hop, I do like Future. I don't really like the content of his music, like him talking about doing drugs and shit like that, and all the erotica that he does towards women and stuff. Nah, I don't really care about that shit that he be talking about, you know? But I do like his cadences and his flows and how he raps, his cadences and his accent and the way that he be rapping on the beat and shit, to me it sound hard as fuck. I wish he could talk about something else, because I don't like when he be talking about drugs and shit like that and stuff like that. That shit sounds freaking crazy, and then it's intoxicating at the same time, especially for the young people that's listening to his music. So I don't really be too digging all of that shit that you be talking about. Obviously, he's a drug addict, you know what I'm saying, and he's a freaking hustler and stuff like that, because nobody's perfect, you know what I'm saying. I'm not freaking trying to talk down on Future, because like I said, if you ask me which music that I like in hip hop, which artist that I like, I already told you, Future. To me, Future got like some crazy ass flows, and the way that he makes his music, especially if he connects or he clicks or gangs up or team up with one of those producers like Zaytoven, Metro Boom, and London on the Track, and what other producers? 808 Mafia, when he gets these tracks from Gucci Mane and stuff like that, nothing but magic happen. Even when he collaborates with Drake, it's still magic and stuff. So I really do like Future. catalog that should go hard to me and stuff. Like I said, the only thing that I really don't care about is the content in his music and stuff. I don't like the stuff that he be talking about. I'd rather him talk about other things like the hard hustle that he endured and how he made it to the top and his disciplinary that he used, his strategic disciplinary self-imposed characteristics that he talks about, you know, with himself and stuff like that. I don't like to exploit women. I don't do none of that. I'm not mad at him for having that many children. I think that's cool. You know, I think it's cool as fuck that he has plenty of children. That's a blessing to me. You know what I'm saying? I can't judge him because he got a whole bunch of baby mamas. Because at the end of the day, those ladies that had bear children with Future, they made that decision. So I don't want to hear, they wanted to have children that was with him. And look at Future. He's a big dog. He makes a lot of money. He take care of his children. So, you see what I'm saying? You can't get mad at his perspective or his point of view, how he look at things. So, you know, stop judging people based on how they live their life, all right? I'm happy that he got a whole bunch of children. That's dope, all right? And he's taking care of his children, so you can't get mad at that, all right? See what I'm saying? You know, but like I said, Drake, I think he's dope. Kendrick Lamar, he's dope. Who I Got My Money On? Drake versus Kendrick Lamar. I'm not even talking about freaking J. Cole. You know, J. Cole is straight, but I think it boils down to freaking Kendrick Lamar and Drake. Like, I think it's good for hip hop, the competitiveness. I think it's great for hip hop. I don't know. Like, Drake versus Kendrick Lamar, Kendrick Lamar versus Drake. How can I see this? I don't know. Like, Drake, he has to be clever and get information about Kendrick Lamar. And I think Kendrick Lamar have to do the same thing about Drake. He has to conjure up a lot of information or some alleged bad things about Drake to get him. That's how I see it. Only time will tell. We'll see what happened in the future. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But Future, he's in a league of his own. I think Future is incredible and shit like that. Any new rappers, I don't know. I think, you know, I like Kodak Black. I still fuck with Meek Mills, even though all of those allegations and stuff like that, you know. Still fuck with Meek Mills. I still think he could come out with some good music. You know, whatever he does in his freaking life, that's him. I don't care about that, you know what I'm saying? But that's him, you know what I'm saying? Who else? Anyway, I'm about to cut this thing short. The girl rappers, I like Lotto, but I don't like her antics. And then I be seeing her recent interviews, the way that she be talking, that's not the real way that she talk. I don't believe that's how she talk. But I'm trying to cut this thing. I'm trying to cut this goddamn segment right now because I think I already passed the hour and I'm only going to give up an hour and shit like that. So I'm going to talk to you people later. I'm going to hit you off with another segment. This is your man Benz Pharrell with Thinking Out Loud. You already know what to do. Just follow me on Instagram or you could follow me on TikTok where I'm very active on. All you got to do is type in Box Benji. That is BOX BENJI. in a search engine, you're gonna find me there on TikTok or in Instagram. I haven't been active on YouTube, so don't even worry about the YouTube. I'm gonna let you know. So I'm gonna holler at you lovely people later. This is your man with Thinking Out Loud, Benz Pharrell. Peace out.
They are looking from the outside.